Anyway, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Baby got good sense. But she gave me a test, child's test. Second childhood.
Well, I'm really interested in the way you pronounce them. You know, that's why everybody can say these things. And so that's a good thing.
I'm waiting for them to sort of cut them short.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You know, the Northern people said that they always know a Southerner when they're... I remember when we went to New York what long years ago, and we went on the subway. Said, "Get in here, you Southerners!" Then you were Southerners.
Really
spot you. We told you. Spot you. That was a group, you know, a school group. That meant me.
What do you call this?
Yeah.
And this?
Forehead. Forehead. Forehead.
Okay. And this?
Yeah.
Which one?
Left ear.
Okay. And
right ear. Right. Left eye. Right eye. Nose. Mouth, lips, chin.
Okay, let me check these off here so I'll be sure I didn't skip anything. Yeah.
No, I like to lose my five senses. This last illness I had that flu that kills old folks. I thought it was going to kill me, but I missed it somehow. No, they hadn't killed me yet, but if it keeps on, I think it will. Flu, you know, that was
so serious
with
horrible.
Old people. There's so many. I think there were about 600 that was listed in people one time that had died with this
good
terrible
gracious.
Flu, and I had that terrible flu. And all that. Plus, I couldn't cough. It all collected and my lungs congested. And that's when I haven't gotten over it yet. I'm still sort of fussy how thin I am and done everything in the world for me. I've even had my lungs drained.
Good gracious.
So, we're getting all set.
Okay. Let's see. These are
teeth.
And a little baby might have just one
tooth.
And the things that the teeth are attached to, I feel.
Gross.
And let's see, a person puts a hat on his
head
and ties a tie around his
neck, throat, foot,
okay.
chin, or anything like that.
And these are
shoulders.
And this
finger.
And everybody has five
fingers.
And this
thumb.
And this is my
hand. Don't name your fingers in first finger, middle finger.
No, just one of the hands. And everybody has
two hands. Two feet. Two eyes. Two nostrils. What else do you have? Two ears. Two feet.
That pretty well covers it.
Yeah.
What's this?
Palm of hand.
And this?
Wrist.
And this?
Arm.
And this?
Elbow.
This?
Chest.
And this?
Stomach.
And this?
Leg. Is that thigh? No, that's a leg.
Yeah, uh-huh. And this part?
Thigh.
And this?
Knee.
And this part?
Calf.
And this part?
Ankle.
Right here in front.
Oh, I thought, don't that go with calf?
Well, you might say this, a particular name for this bone here, you might say she kicked him in the
shin.
Mm-hmm. And you put a shoe on your
foot.
Okay. What time does that clock face say? With the little hand on the five and the big hand on nine?
What time does it say?
Uh-huh.
Quarter to five.
Okay. Now, up here, what kind of support is that? But a carpenter?
Some bench.
Okay. And how about this one right here that you put a piece of firewood in?
Log.
But what do you call that support? So you put a log in that thing and then saw it up. Never saw too much firewood.
That firewood, that's our contraption.
Well,
let's... Bench, we call it a bench. Saw bench.
Maybe so. I wouldn't know what to call it either. Oh, what about that?
That's a carriage, baby carriage.
Okay, and if you had a baby in a baby carriage, you would go to
push it.
Okay. Now, let's just don't bother with these things. Would you ever use the expressions or the words catty-cornered or kitty-cornered? And when would you use those?
Not straight, you know,
uh-huh.
It's catty-cornered.
You mean like a piece of furniture might be catty-cornered to the wall or something?
Yeah, uh-huh, that's it. They call that catty-cornered. Right there, is that a catty-cornered?
I guess so, yeah.
I'm
asking you.
Yeah.
Well, now, would you ever say catty-cornered about two houses that are across the street from each other?
Yeah, they're not just directly, not uh-huh. directly across. They're catty-cornered this way.
Uh-huh.
Not straight.
Okay.
Not directly in front.
Yeah, but like they're two cross
uh-huh,
streets.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let me see, there are a couple of them I was going to... Oh, yeah, I forgot to ask you. What was your husband's occupation?
He's retired captain, so that's capital.
Okay.
No, I just didn't. Really, he was a bank auditor at one time.
Okay.
That's a fact.
And was he a Baptist, too?
No, he was not a member of the church.
Uh-huh. Was he a member of any church?
No, but he came from a Methodist family, though.
Okay.
I won't say Methodist in crime, because I don't know that he was Methodist in crime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I told him one day I'd go to the Methodist church if he would go over there and meet him and leave in the Baptist church when I was raised in it, and go to the Methodist church, and he not going to church. I don't believe that people get shifted for nothing.
Yeah, though.
But
agree.
I think the family all should be in the same church.
I think it's nice if they can work it out that way.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Let's see, one of the questions was, what do you call low ground in a river valley? Can you think of it?
Yes, I said valley, not the valley.
Would you call it bottoms or bottom?
Yeah,
ridge?
That's right, bottom. Bottom is what it is. Yeah, that's
okay.
It. I knew it, but I just couldn't, it wouldn't come to me right then.
Okay. Now, let's see, there was one other one, too, that I was going to go back to. Oh.
I'm familiar with that, all right, that expression.
Uh-huh. Homemade whiskey. Would you call it moonshine, or liquor, or booze, or white lightning?
Yeah, they call it moonshine.
Moonshine. Well, the other one was,
same thing.
Yeah, essentially the same thing, cheap whiskey.
Uh-huh, that's right.
That'd still be moonshine.
Mm-hmm.